Good morning, this is Mark Gold with After Day Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green Comments for today, Wednesday, October 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down 2¾ cents at 5.19¾. December wheat down 3.5 cents at 7.30½. And November beans up 6 cents at 12.04¼. We had some export announcements this morning. 162,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. 330 beans to China, and 198,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. So we finally did see some of that Chinese buying showing up here. My guess is the unknown was China as well, but that remains to be seen. But anyway, a little bit of a chunk of business here, but I think they're running way behind. The crop progress reports show that the crops harvested well ahead of averages out here. So even though we're going to see some delays this week, we're right on line to get this crop in. So I don't see any real problems there. Brazil looks like they're going to have a pretty good crop. They're off to a good start. There's a lot of talk around about with the input costs on corn being as high as they are, that a lot of guys are going to switch to beans. And, you know, that might not be a bad switch. Overall, I think that... These reports were bearish. The pros will be looking to sell rallies in the beans. I think the funds are now short beans, short meal, still long some oil out here. The corn, they're still long about 220, 210, somewhere in there, contracts of corn. So if they want out, we could see a problem out here. There's support at 5.17¾, which is the 200-day moving average. If we take that out and close under it, and I think $5 is the next step. And we really need to maintain closes over $5, in my opinion. So, again, I didn't see anything friendly on the reports out here. Bean oil was up 103 ticks. That's what lent some strength to the beans. But crude oil is now down 68 a barrel. It's 50 off its lows. We were down over $1 a barrel. But I'm not sure the bean oil will be able to maintain higher prices if the crude oil is down. But they've been trying to separate themselves a little bit out here. So we'll have to see how that plays out. The dollar is down 22 ticks at 94.29, but still way too high, in my opinion, to attract any export business out here. The wheat plantings are right on schedule, 60% done. So I don't see any issues there. We've got some dryness in Argentina still. It looks like they're going to get some rains. Australia looks to be in good shape. Brazil, as I said, is in good shape. So, we've got to have some demand on this wheat market, which we really haven't seen yet. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.